If you're going to start a business for yourself, a side hustle or an actual all-out business, it's important that you set yourself up the correct way for tax purposes. Incorporate.com, great service. I used it myself to start my business many years ago. It will allow you to set up a C corp, an S corp, an LLC, or a nonprofit all through the web. They'll answer questions for you. They're not, legal experts. You should have one of your own, but they make the process of setting up a business very easy. So use the link in the show notes to go to incorporate.com. It will help you a lot. And we'll be back in just one moment. Episode 2079 of the number one podcast on Apple Podcasts for Job Search. This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Alban, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to Monday. I started to be called the Big Game Hunter when I worked in search. I used to hunt down leaders and staff for organizations, did it for more than, a heck of a long time. And now I coach people. I coach people throughout the job search. So first of all, I want to give you a pat on the back because you've come to recognize you can use some advice and help. Good going. A lot of people try to tough it out, and the mistake is toughing it out. It's not that you don't know that's a mistake, you just don't know. But it's something that you can learn. And that's what I try and do with this show, with Job Search TV on YouTube. Same thing on Amazon, Roku, and Apple TV through an app called BingeNetworks.tv. I'm also on 90 other smart sets through Binge Networks. Try finding me wherever you can. This show today is one that answers a question from someone. Should I apply for a job through LinkedIn or submit a resume? Hope you find this helpful and give it a great review wherever you listen to the show. And we'll be back in just one moment. Today's show is brought to you by Skillshare.com. At Skillshare.com, they have thousands of classes available, not just simply about business or job hunting, but lots of different classes on a host of different subjects. Almost anything you can think of, and they have one low price associated with your learning. They have classes about particular technologies you can learn, pottery, public speaking. I have a half dozen of my classes about job hunting there. Writing, photography, film, almost anything you can think of, they have Skillshare classes available. Now, if you use my link, thebiggamehunter.us/Skillshare, they'll offer a free trial and 30% off if you decide to join. There's a lot to learn, and Skillshare is a place where you can learn it. Now, let's get back to today's show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And I've got a question from someone, and I'm just going to read it off my screen. Ready? Assuming both options are available, is it better to apply for a job directly through LinkedIn or via email? Why? What do you think? I know I have my answer. I'm going to give you a few seconds to have your own response, and now I'm going to answer. The answer for me is you do it through email. Why? If you're applying through LinkedIn, in most cases what they're asking you to do is submit your profile as part of the application. Your profile isn't tailored for what the recruiter is looking for. That's whether it's a corporate or third-party recruiter. Instead, I would say submit it via email and make sure that your LinkedIn profile complements your resume so that they're congruent with what you're communicating in the resume. Sometimes information is absent in the profile that's added in the resume, and firms start to ask themselves, why the inconsistency? Is this experience relatively trivial and they're trying to beef it up in the resume? So you know, if someone's contacted you by email, you can send that resume as part of your response to the email, at least in LinkedIn Recruiter. But when all is said and done, send it through email and then make sure that your profile has the same types of information. Doesn't have to be the same wording in order to make sure that the profile is congruent with what you're saying in the resume. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, I've got a lot that's in the show notes that will help you. Go there, take a look at some of the things I highlight. I know it can help you with your search. But I want you to do one thing for me, and that is put in your phone thebiggamehunter.us, Jeff Alpin, my name. And when you need help, when you need advice, when you have a question, come over to the website, go exploring in the blog, contact me for coaching or because you have a question, I'd love to help you. In the meantime, I hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great!